With us live on the Como Morning News right now is author James Wallace, who wrote a book about Bill Gates and the making of the Microsoft empire. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
Can you talk a little bit about the transition from Bill Gates to Ballmer and maybe the differences between them in management style?
Sure. The whole history of Microsoft, at least with its formative years, was it got very, very bright people. I mean, some of the smartest people around. And so both Bill and Steve have always shared that. In fact, the two met at Harvard University, and Ballmer had actually outscored Bill on a high-level mathematics placement test to get into advanced mathematics programs at Harvard. So a very, very bright guy. But along the way and over the years, you know, Steve was incredibly aggressive. You know, there are all sorts of stories about how Ballmer would, his fiery temper and his passion. And that was exactly what Gates was like. You know, Bill had incredible passion, incredible intelligence. He yelled, he screamed. And Steve has been pretty much, the same way over the years. So in terms of their personalities, while Gates may have mellowed over the years, particularly after he gave up control of Microsoft to Steve, at least, in terms of the day-to-day management of the company, I think they both had very, very similar personalities, which is why they became such best buddies.
I would have to think that it's going to be interesting as they look for a new CEO when you have such large personalities like Steve Ballmer and of course, Bill Gates. Do you find it interesting that the board chairman, Bill Gates, is going to have a very active role in finding that new CEO?
Well, why not? It's his baby. He may be separated from the company, but this is the company that Bill and Paul founded, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, actually when Bill was at Harvard and Steve was at Harvard. So it's not surprising at all that Bill would want to have a very, very, direct role in who's going to take over for Steve.